The Dodgers and the Giants on Tuesday, Military Appreciation Night, and these proud veterans would appreciate how the Dodgers fought back from an early 4-1 deficit.
And he hits it down the left field line, a fair ball into the corner. This will unload the bases and tie the game. Cody Bellinger's first triple.
To adjust your swing on something away, a protection swing that he puts the barrel on and drives it. The young man has shown he has poise, he's got power, and he's got wheels.
Now Wood with a jam shot, base hit to flip the script in a hurry. Bellinger scores, and it's 5-4 Los Angeles.
4 out of 6, and he needed some rest.
That ball's pummeled into right of base hit. Seager scores, Gutierrez scores, and the Dodgers reaching double digits in the fourth. And for once, Puig is the straight-faced one.
Buster Posey, 1 for 2 and a run scored. Posey lines one, and a diving catch made by Chris Taylor at second base. And Taylor, since his call-up, has just been terrific at both ends of the ball.
Here comes a 1-0, and Puig hits a ground ball into center for a base hit. This will score two more. A dirty dozen for the Dodgers on the Giants tonight.
The Dodgers crushed the Giants 13-5. It's their most runs in a game versus their arch rivals since a 17-0 victory back in 2014. Cody Bellinger continues to be a revelation for the Dodgers this season, as his bases clearing 3-run triple in the second tied the game at 4 runs apiece and set the stage for the Dodgers' 13-5 romp on Tuesday night.
Cody's done a great job. Cody's played well offensively, defensively. There's definitely, a spark that he's contributed to with our club. And tonight he had another good night at the plate. So he just does, it seems like every time he takes the field, he does something to help you win. And for me, that's a mark of a winning player. And regardless of what level, he's at, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I know you don't want to talk about the second thing every single time Cody is in the game, but is it fair to say you guys may reevaluate what you want to do on Friday?
There's nothing that was, there was nothing set in stone. And I think that obviously, with guys coming back, and I haven't heard the reports on Jock and Logan yet, with that, obviously things can change, and I think that anyone who's followed our club over the last year and a half can see that things change daily or hourly. But Cody's done everything he can to show that he warrants a continued opportunity. So, for him, you tip your hat to him in the way he plays the game. Once Friday comes, a lot can happen between now and Friday. So, and even with that, we haven't made, a final decision.
How impressed were you with just the approach against Moore in the second when he's able to go the other way and not sort of get fooled into trying to hold the ball?
I think the thing is with Cody is, he's shown the ability to handle left-handed pitching, throughout the minor leagues, and he stays in there. He doesn't fly open, and to take a ball, a fastball, and turn it around and hit it 400 feet, and then to get a slider down and away, keep his barrel in the zone, and keep the front shoulder closed and go line to line. That's the ability to go bat to ball skills elite. And it just says, after the first time he faced him, the game was fast and had a tough night or tough day against Matt Moore there, but came back. And he stays in there on left-handers, so he's on the plate. And that was a big hit, obviously, and obviously with the Goody homer, but that hit right there to really get us back in striking distance. And, he finds himself on third base, so he's just so athletic and dynamic. Again, he does a lot of things to help you win baseball games. I thought that Alex was a lot better than the line score. And, for me, I think it was 77 pitches his last turn. And so where he was at, I really wanted him to get the win. But I didn't want to kind of put him in harm's way. And you look at that inning where he gave up a couple infield hits and the walk to Hundley. We'd like to have that one back. The flare off the bat of Matt Moore, and then later on they tacked on a run with the panic base hit, similar to what he did to Woody in San Francisco. But I thought Alex was much better than the line score. And for me, to get through five innings right there and stressed in a couple innings, he went as far as he needed to go.
Dave, the first two times you guys saw Matt Moore last year when he came to the Giants, you know, he almost closed that no-hitter, and then you guys really hit him well the second time. Almost the same thing identical this year, the first two times you've seen him. Is there a reason why that second time around was so close to seeing him the first time you guys did well?
I think the first time we saw him here, when he got traded over, he developed this cutter. And I think that for us, that got us a little bit, and we weren't really prepared for that. And so with the righties getting in on the right-hand hitters and then the lefties that we had in the game that night, the ball running off the barrel. And so we got him the next time. But at their place, I thought we took some good swings, but he was throwing the backdoor cutter to our right-hand hitters, was getting a little bit off the plate, executing as well. But today, he just didn't have the fastball command. And so he was getting behind, obviously, a lot of base runners, hit by pitch. And we were taking the walks we needed to, and a little bit of slug in there. So offensively, the approach was exactly where it needed to be.
Adrian, he pinched hit tonight, so he's obviously feeling good enough to play.
Adrian will be in there tomorrow. Did a lot of work today with Turner. And I thought that was a good spot for Adrian. And took a cutter, pulled his hands in, got a base hit, drove in a run. So that was good to see. He'll be in there tomorrow. So that's all I got right now.
Is some of this just a matter for him, like just getting like the results? I mean, sometimes a swing might look good, but he's not getting the results. Is it just?
Yeah, I think some of it is results driven, but I also do believe that he's not 100%.
Yeah.
Is everyone 100% all the time? Probably no. But with that, with baseball and the right arm, right forearm area, the back, you're talking about torque, you're talking extension. And so when you have those, or when those are compromised, it's tough to be consistent. But Adrian, he's a grinder. He's going to try to find a way. So I think for him to get a knock tonight was good. It was good for his confidence.
When you mentioned the back, is that related to the kind of next step he's been dealing with over the years?
You know what, Eric? I honestly don't know, because I know that the neck was typically a neck deal, and I don't know if it's upper back, which is related. If it's middle back, I probably should know. I don't. All I know is, he's mentioned the back a little bit and then the forearm a little bit.
Franklin Gutierrez wasted no time making his presence felt as he drilled a home run in his very first at-bat of the season after coming off the DL. Gutierrez shared his thoughts following the Dodgers' 13-5 win over the Giants.
Well, my first at-bat, he got me two strikes, and, he threw me a pitch around the middle. And I just hit it pretty good. So it was kind of nice to score a run right there, because that get the team to, score some more runs later in the game.
Yeah, you guys, the offense absolutely exploded. To see this team once again with a comeback win, how proud are you of that effort?
Yeah, it is a great effort. Collectively, we did a pretty good job today. And that's very important to keep that chemistry, to keep everybody fresh and the way they're playing, and we're just concentrating on doing our job, and that's what we're doing right now.
You guys weren't able to give that run support to Clayton yesterday. To help Alex Wood out when he gets in a little bit of a rut, how important is that in those moments?
Yeah, it is very important to score some runs and support the pitcher who started that day. And it's baseball. Sometimes you score a lot of runs in the game, and some other times you can't score. But I'm happy that today we did a pretty good job and we win the game.
Do you think that this team likes to come from behind when your backs are against the walls? I think you guys kind of enjoy the drama of this a little bit.
Yeah, I think, I've been seeing this for, a long time. And I think the Dodgers is pretty good doing this, coming back and later in the game. It's important to win all these games, because it's going to count at the end of the year.
Thank you so much. Congrats.
Right. Thank you very much.
Julio Urias makes his second start of the season on Wednesday as he'll be opposed by Jeff Samardzija.